This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by the Underweaving Basket Weaving Club Weaving of America. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 122.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're so happy to have you with us. If you haven't already, check out the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com and check out the show notes for this episode, because there's going to be a video in the show notes for this episode that you're going to want to see. You're going to have to see it.
Oh.
But there will be more about that later.
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 Yeah. Well, it has been an interesting week. And so how about let's... Did you just turn into an Indian, Jeremy?
I think somebody begs to differ from the side of the table.
Oh, no. It just... How do you define interesting?
The opposite of disinteresting.
Mm.
Interesting as in something that interests us.
Yeah, but is interesting good or is interesting bad?
That depends. If, I mean, you know, oh, so-and-so died. Oh, that's interesting.
No, that's horrible.
What'd they die of? Oh, that's interesting. I mean, that's the bad kind of interesting. Then there's...
You're the bad kind of interesting.
Then there's more like... I don't know. Anyway.
But we digress.
Yeah, there's the other kind of interesting. There's like bank interesting, and there's disinteresting. Yeah. But moving on to more interesting things, let's talk about funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so.
I helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I went to the dentist earlier this week.
I haven't even heard this story. So you guys get to hear it right alongside me for the first time.
You have teeth?
Yeah. Well, not many of them are my own anymore. Most of them are getting replaced with porcelain or nitroglycerin or some kind of polyurethane, something or other.
A polyurethane?
That's what someone should have said to Pollyanna. Polyurethane.
Oh, wow. My. That was...
You can stop.
I forgot where to stop.
At the dentist, they are replacing or giving me a crown for someone who finally respects my loyalty. I mean royalty. They in loyalty to this dentist with as many times as I've been visiting them this year. They are giving me several crowns. It's like, Daniel, you're such a great person. Here's a crown.
I think in reference to the porcelain, Elijah in the chat room called you toilet teeth.
It's supposed to be a swirling toilet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. You really do know him well, which is a good thing since you're married. But wow, you interpreted that. That was amazing.
Well, you know, his lips were like doing the little swirly thing. Oh, and
I wasn't looking at
just
it.
Just like our toilet does.
I find that. Oh.
Anyway, at the dentist, it's always an awkward situation at times because... They've got their hands and arms in your mouth.
Or... Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. I'm not sure where to go with that.
Here's my cavity. Fill it, maybe? that, like, totally distracted me. Well, when the dentist comes in, it's always They must delight in torturing people by asking questions at the most inopportune moments. So, like, they've got their fingers and hands inside my mouth, and then they ask me a question. I was like,
well,
it's like, know, okay, yeah, we'll take care of that.
It could be a boring job otherwise. I mean, if it weren't for all the drool and the talking with the mouthful and
bleeding
gums. I could share a story. I might.
Well, in this particular case, they had to take some kind of mold of my teeth. I guess my teeth
are... You had moldy teeth?
Yeah. The water around here really molds quickly. And so if I don't swallow very quickly, then my mouth starts molding. It's really weird.
Yeah.
So they wanted to take this mold of my teeth. And this was, for some reason, a whole mouth mold. Not like just the tooth that was getting the crown, but this big thing. And there, it looks like one of those whitening strips or like an Invisalign or something like that. It sticks in, it goes around your entire teeth line
thing.
And they fill it with this gooey stuff and then line it with this other gooey stuff. So it's got blue stuff and it's got orange stuff. And they just cover this thing. It's like what a good spoonful of icing
that
should
be. Sounds like Miami Dolphins.
What?
Colors. Oh. That's the only team that I know their colors.
And you're sure it wasn't just a fluoride treatment?
Yeah. Because, no. But this thing, I now dub it the Doofusinator.
Okay.
Because they stick it in my mouth, and then they leave me for about 10 minutes while this thing dries in some way. And I apparently have very good saliva-producing faculties in my mouth because I can feel my mouth filling up with saliva, and it's actually dripping out the tip of this thing that's sticking out. And I just feel like a total doofus because of the way I look with this thing and the fact that I've got this drool
coming
out of my mouth.
Did they not give you the little, you know, Mr. Thirsty thing to hold?
Mr. Thirsty? Would you like to meet Mr. Thirsty?
I don't know what to call it. Like the sucker hose kind of thing. They didn't give me that?
You made up the name Mr.
They
Thirsty?
They did. I didn't. But wouldn't stop it because it was like dripping off the tip of this thing. And so I'm drooling all over the place. And I really think I look like a complete and total doofus because of this.
You took a picture of it.
So I took a picture of myself.
Yeah.
Looking like a doofus.
Why did you take a picture?
Because
it looks like you're eating some kind of goo with a wooden spoon.
I'm going to be really mean. This looks like certain people visiting the local frozen yogurt store. If you were to take a picture of them at a random moment, that might be what they look like.
Wow. They didn't... they were not nice to you, Daniel.
We, like I said, I think we should call this the Doofusinator. I just felt like I was...
Your face is like a train wreck there. I can't look away, but I'm horrified.
I will have this photo in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/122.
Wow, someone doesn't find dignity too high a price to pay for comedy.
Dignity's got nothing... No place whatsoever in comedy.
Clearly. So
I can't look away either.
Right? We're just staring at this picture.
I can't look away.
Did you curl your lip that way on purpose to make yourself look more doofusy?
No, but I did make my eyes look kind of crazy. Like
okay,
that.
So you did that with your vacant...
Yeah, I intentionally opened my eyes a little bit more and made myself look a bit more doofusy. Doofusy.
Doofusy.
But we'll have this picture in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/122.
Adrian in the chat room says you look like a zombie.
The bread.
Didn't know brains were orange.
Hey, some of them are. I've got another update that's another photo, but Jeremy, how about you share with us a random noodle update?
Well, there was a bun on my car.
Please explain.
And no, I'm not speaking of somebody sitting on the back of my car.
Okay. Did you take a picture of it and it said, "Is this your bun?"
No, I did take a picture of it though.
I thought you said I thought you said there was a bum on your car.
Oh. That was last week's episode.
Which kind of meant there was a homeless person on your car, or somebody was sitting, their rear was on your car.
No, but I went out to my car in the middle of the workday and I found this. Look at the picture.
Oh, it's a bun.
It's a bun.
It's a bun.
Sitting on the back of my car. It's like somebody was out there and they were having lunch and they decided to go kind of low carb. And they just left it there. I don't know what happened.
Somebody was using your trunk as a table.
Apparently.
And there was
a more dramatic pose of the bun.
Wow, that's strikingly dramatic.
I don't understand why this was there, but... And here's the great thing, too. I left it. And I went back inside to work. And then... Wow. Then I just had a moment because I forgot that I tweeted it and you've got it available. So it will definitely be in the show notes because this picture's already been made public. Huh. I forgot to take it off. I forgot to even see if it was still there. So I drove away and I'm not sure at what point it flew off my car. So at some point, somebody saw me driving down the road, probably with this bun on the back of my car. And at some point, it fell off in the road. And someone else is on another podcast talking about this guy driving around with buns flying off his car. Sounds terrible.
Stranger things have been on people's cars.
It's true. I have another car-related story, too.
Is there a picture with this one, too?
No, okay. Sadly.
I just realized that we're very picture-heavy for this episode so far.
Take it down, please. Well,
put the bun back. Yeah.
And my picture just came back up on the screen here.
I was driving down the road the other day, so it is car-related. You'll have to use your mind's eye to picture this one. Who was that? Which one was that? I don't even know.
Daniel.
What was it?
That surprised me.
Was that you using your mind's eye?
Yeah, that was me turning my eyeball inside out to look inside my mind.
It hasn't moved in a long time. Wow. I was coming down a long hill. Speed limit's 55. People are flying. But the air was filled with paper. I think what had actually happened is somebody had somehow dropped a ream of paper on the road or a box or something. It was everywhere, but it was like macro snow. It was just flying around, moving up the road with the cars. It was like a paper wonderland.
There wasn't anyone walking through it in super slow motion like they always do in the movies, was there?
Yeah, was it you?
Some kid out there probably prayed, God, I know it's still summertime, but I'd really like it if I could see snow or just something that looks like snow. And it's like, well, paper.
That explains the kid laying on the ground doing what looked like the snow angel movement.
Mud angel.
He didn't look terribly happy.
Well, that reminds me, that slow motion thing is because there's some movie producer who also assisted in a video game, and I can't remember the names of anything he's produced, but he's a huge fan of slow motion clips with a dove in it somewhere. Like the hero is walking along and it's slow motion and there's this dove flying, and in this video game there were doves in this really slow motion thing. I can't remember what it was, but it's just like his little thing. He likes to do slow motion video with the dove somewhere flying in it.
Could be weirder. I mean, a dove isn't that bad.
I didn't know you could get that niche with your business. Like, I only film at one speed and only one type of living being.
John Woo. Thank you, chat room. That was Elijah. I remember that. John Woo. Exactly. See, he knew exactly who I was talking about.
Weird.
Or the, I think that's the name of the video game. I can't remember. But,
yeah. I'm confuzzled. And that's not a word.
No, but it can be now. Sponsor of this podcast is Confuzzled by Jeremy.
It's Jeremy's new men's cologne. Can you do the sound of your mind's eye opening again? Yeah.
I don't know if that was it.
No, that's the I just threw up in my mouth a little sound. No, that's... Oh, my gosh. I think you're right.
And hopefully we're not causing someone else out there to vomit.
Either in or out of the mouth.
Jenny, do you have a random noodle update?
Yes, I do. Lucy hits her face on stuff.
Clunk.
She does.
Like, Lucy being a dog.
Yes. Lucy is our dog, and she has a nose.
That's
what?
Good.
Like, her
dogs
nose.
Dogs don't have noses.
Her nose, this portion of her face that contains her nose, muzzle? Is sort of long-ish.
Her muzzle?
Wouldn't you
it's
say?
It's not a muzzle. Her snout.
It's long enough to hit on stuff.
Wow, that was Freudian. I'm like, her muzzle? Oh, wait, she's not wearing a muzzle. Maybe it's her snout, or maybe that's what you call
okay,
it.
Okay, anyway.
It's like a beagle's nose.
Yeah, she has learned to flee at my very presence, which I like.
Hey,
sometimes.
Everybody out there, do a Google search for dog snout and see the pictures that come up.
Oh, look at that. The fourth one looks like Lucy's nose.
Like, yep, that's it.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Oh, wait, it is a muzzle. Never mind. Go ahead.
For the past two times that she has fled, she has hit her face on something. Like, it's like, you know how you're standing too close to, like, a doorway, and then you, like, turn around too fast, and you bonk your head in the doorway? Yes. It's kind of like that, only she does it on chairs and walls and whatever she's standing next to.
Hey, wait, I hit my nose on something today. This would be a Tales from the Drive-Thru moment, but you don't have to play it, because we're in the middle of Jenny's story.
No, I'm done.
Oh.
Well, it,
I'm not a dog.
You know, I've done things similar. Well, not quite, but sometimes there's that moment where you want to make this dashing and very hero-like exit out of the room, and it's just like you say something very dramatic and then walk away.
Is this what you deal with, Jenny?
Or like when you've just met somebody
and
you
want to
leave and you like run into something on your way away.
Well, what I was going to say is, I think a bit more human, like, well, I've had this problem many times. My belt loop gets stuck in the door handle, especially these door handles that are the kind where it sticks out, like in Beauty and the Beast.
That's crazy.
And you turn the whole...
Like in Beauty and the Beast.
Well, yeah, the first house I had that had these kinds of door handles, I was like, that's just like Beauty and the Beast. But it's where there's this thin part to it. It's a not like a little knob of a handle, but a larger, like a lever.
It's a lever.
Handle. A lever.
A lever.
A lever. It leaves.
Hey, Minecraft doors have levers.
Yeah, it's a door.
Just and, that.
I've gotten my belt loop stuck in these before because in this certain house, I can't remember where, but it was the perfect height. So whenever I would walk by a door, it'd be like, goop. So just when I'm trying to leave and say, I'll be back late.
Yeah.
You know, something similar has happened to me. What? I have gotten my shoelace stuck on the, like the seat adjuster. In the car. You know that bar down
yes.
there? I've gotten my shoelace stuck on that.
I get my pocket stuck on drawer knobs in the kitchen. And so I turn, and not only do I catch, but the drawer comes out. And then as I catch, I turn back and it slams. And I can't figure out why I didn't go anywhere. It makes me rather angry. Mm.
Well, I've got another random noodle update, and this is another picture one. So go to the show notes for these pictures, but I'll describe this one for you.
Where are the show notes, Daniel?
Show notes are at cleancomedypodcast.com/122. Episode 122. Well, this was from something in our house. Jenny is very good about keeping... my face came up again. Jenny is very good about keeping our house clean. And she apparently found the last straw on something. Is she?
I found the last straw.
Yeah.
I found the last straw.
And you taped it to the toilet. Wow. And she left a little note on the toilet lid that says, Toilet Strike, September 10th. 2012. I love that she dated this. So it's like I date my ransom notes, just so you know ransom. When they were written. I, Jenny Lewis, wait a minute. This is written in all caps. I, Jenny Lewis, will not clean this toilet until the seat and lid hinges have been tightened.
Have you tried to sit on that toilet? How do you not fall off of it?
Since he works from home, let's hope that he has.
Yes. I do some of my best work there. I read a lot.
No.
And sometimes play Angry Birds.
No. Oh, and he probably like chats with people.
Wait, what's the throw up in your mouth noise? Oh my gosh.
So, yes.
It's my toilet strike.
Toilet strike.
The toilet strike of September 10th, 2012.
From some people, a toilet strike would be something else entirely. But I'm not going to analyze that too long because somehow the show always ends up in the flusher.
I just imagine someday when she's had enough, she'll be standing with a plunger on fire going, la, la, la. She'll be chanting something.
Some nondescript chant.
That's what angry moms always scream.
They do in Sim City.
Oh gosh. Hopefully I'll be saying something intelligent, not
It depends on how mad you are, I guess.
Oh, wow. Go to the show notes for these pictures. We'll have them. Don't worry, that there's nothing inside the toilet. It's you're looking at the toilet lid.
And oh, I will gosh. Say it's the left hinge that needs tightening.
Yeah, just to put
that out there.
Well, it needs a screw completely. There's
so you've got
there.
A screw loose.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's what the screw sounded like when it fell into
the water. If I hear a crash coming from your bathroom, I will know what happened.
And she will not be coming to help you at that particular time.
No, I will just stand outside the door and belly laugh.
She'll go, duh, duh, duh.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, okay, so let's move on to got some great feedback from you, our wonderful listeners.
You.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you, our wonderful listeners. We'd love to hear your feedback, your funny stories, funny things that you see on the internet. Just funny stuff. Send it to us. Feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab over on the right side, and you can record a message right from your computer. Well, we got a couple emails in from our listeners of funny stuff that they wanted to share with us. Now, one of these I've been saving, or several of these I've been saving for quite a while until Jeremy was back.
Yay!
So, Jeremy, do you remember a while back we heard a story from Ian about his hermit crabs, and it was a story about his sister and something like that. Do you remember that story?
Line.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that story of I remember Ian.
So the story. I tried to kick our dog out of the way and missed.
Plunk. That was the sound of the trash can being kicked.
So a while back we told the story, and I'll have the link to the show notes, or we shared a story. I'll have a link to the show notes with what episode this was. But we heard this story about Ian and his hermit crabs, and I think it was with his sister, and like his hermit crab terrified his sister or something like that. Well, we got an email in from Mary saying, check out this video on YouTube. Hey, so in an episode, can't remember which one, Ian told a story about an adventure a hermit crab took. One of you guys were like, this needs to be a movie. Well, thanks to my not so social lifestyle and boring life, okay. I made it.
Oh. Wow.
Enjoy. So Mary sent in this video of an extremely dramatic...
Whoa.
Ramen Noodle Films! Wait a minute.
it says, a hermit crab goes on a quest outside of his cage. There needs a dramatic across the house.
I love how tiny it is.
In search of clues to a hidden treasure. Tipsy. Ian. Ian's sister. This summer.
Ah!
How far will he go before he gets caught? The Quest.
That's kind of amazing.
Wow.
Produced by Mary all over the place on the screen. It's like this by Mary, that by Mary, this by Mary, that by Mary.
Most impressive.
So Ian's Hermit Crab is in a movie.
I didn't know Ian had a hermit crab.
And Ian is apparently a rubber duck. Very cool. And his sister is a rubber duck. Also very
Ian
cool.
Ian is blue.
Mm-hmm. His sister's pink. Very nice girl. To be able to yeah, figure out their genders from the
what
colors.
What was the music? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Something from iMovie, which is a program for Macs. So we'll have that video in the show notes. You got to check it out. Great job on it, Mary. That made me laugh a lot when I saw it the first time. And the epic music and all of that is great. So check out. You've got to check out this video in the show notes. It'll be at cleancomedypodcast.com/122. And we'll have the link, that video in the show notes. And we'll also have the link for the episode when we told that story or shared that story from Ian. So thank you very much for that. We also got an email in from Dream Drop Distance saying, hello, ramen noodle people. It's little old me, Dream Drop Distance. Did you know I was busy for the last 3 weeks
Ouch.
Of your last podcast?
I didn't know you were little or old.
Granted, last week I was lounging by a beautiful lake while everyone else was working. This was actually like several weeks ago by now. Oops. Anyway, that's where my story comes from. It's tradition that every year we go to our cabin, we take a day to go mini golfing and go-karting. After our mini golfing, 3 holes in 1, thank you very much, my dad and I went go-karting on the special high-speed track. It was all great until the very end. Well, yeah, of course. It's all fun and games until the end. If you've ever been go-karting, you know that at the end, you have to line up with the other carts. Well, that's what I did until I smashed into the cart in front of me, sending it flying a full 5 yards. From behind me, my dad yells, "Why didn't you use your brakes?" I yell back and respond, "There were brakes?" Everyone, including some guy I didn't know, was laughing at me. I hope you are too. Otherwise, why did you put this on the podcast if you're not laughing? Live awesomely. DDD.
DDD. Please tell me that you don't drive cars. Yeah. Those have brakes too, just so you know, in case you ever do drive one.
Wait, there were brakes in my car?
Oh my gosh.
It's like I was on a car trip one time with the guy that was taking me from a music academy to the airport to fly back home. And in this van, we ran out of gas completely. And we were in the middle of, I don't know where, somewhere, nowhere. And so he had to walk a couple miles. Someone ended up giving him a ride. But and he said, I heard later that his friends never let him forget this because he's also a pilot. And running out of gas on a plane is quite a different story. You can't just stop until someone goes and gets more gas for you.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lost was actually all about. Their plane just ran out of gas and they spent all that time looking for more
gas.
But they heard that the island was an energy source, so maybe it could power their plane.
Maybe. Uh-huh.
So listeners, we would love to hear your funny stuff. You can email that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2222. 2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. Just please make sure there's not a whole lot of noise in the background.
Like that.
Like that, yeah. And be closer to your microphone and listen to the recording after it's done and see, does this sound good?
Can I hear myself? Oh my goodness. Who's looking a gift horse in the mouth?
I don't know. I might remove that thing because sometimes we get really weird feedback on it. That, like, I really wish I could hear what they're saying.
Weird feedback?
Well, I wish. Well, there was that one last week. Whatever that person was
That's
thinking.
That's the new cricket sound.
But we do have something that came in from one of our listeners for this segment.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's weekly noodleism.
That's redundant!
Comes in from Rose is Dancing for Christ. Okay, Mr. Didgeridoo. That's what you're starting to sound like.
G'day, mates. This is the Australian Clean Comedy Podcast.
Oh, gosh.
I'm losing
it. What is that?
It was okay at first, and then it just went down.
Did I ever tell you, like, I tried to tell a story in a public school. I tried to tell a half-hour-long story with an Australian accent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
This has nothing to do with the weekly noodleism, but I just remember this. I told, this was in a school of like kindergarten through sixth grade. We're in this auditorium, maybe 300 or 400 kids. And I talked to the sixth graders and fifth graders, and I wanted them to feel a bit more connected and a bit more important, like that they didn't feel out of place or like, oh, this is stupid. Why are we all here? So I told the older kids
to go stick their fingers in light sockets and then everybody else hold their hands.
I told them, listen to my accent, and if you hear me drifting from my accent, raise your hand. Bad idea.
They must have gotten tired.
Their arms must have gotten so tired.
Yeah, what it looked like is I started out good. I said, g'day, mates. And almost right after that, hands start going up with the next few things I say. And I think a couple kids just kept their hands up the entire time I was speaking. And one of them came to me afterward and they said, sounded like you started off Australian, then went into like Southern country and then Chinese. And it's like, hey, all you can eat buffet. I don't know.
All you can eat
people of the
comedy
world.
Buffet.
Yeah, people of the world.
We ate all the people. Wait, never mind.
Equal opportunity consumers.
Cannibal buffet.
So, anyway, this noodleism comes from Rose's Dancing for Christ, otherwise also known as Heather.
Heather!
And
Heather.
That is gross sales.
Ew!
It's the sales that really no one wants to talk about. It's like the toilet factor of the sales of the business world of, okay, how many toilets did we sell? How much manure did we sell? What are our gross sales?
How many cadavers did we sell today?
People, we need to increase our cadaver count in the third quarter this year. Get on that stat. I want a new webpage. Cadavers are us right now.
Wow.
March specials. Perfect for St. Patrick's Day. One of the times I really saw how easy it is to misunderstand gross sales happened when I was giving a talk to much older kids. But I asked a question. These were like teenagers and young 20s. I was giving a talk about science fiction movies. And I asked, do you know what the highest grossing TV series is? And the answers I got back were like all of these horror movies and horror TV shows. Like, no, 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 no. I guess you don't understand what gross sales means. How many disgusting
things?
That
is so highly grossing. I can't even watch it.
But yeah, at that time, by the way, when I said that, it was Star Trek. I don't know what it is now. Maybe it's Once Upon a Time. If so, go over to oncepodcast.com. No, probably not.
But do that anyway.
But gross sales is one of those things that... How do you explain it to a person that doesn't understand like gross income, net income? It sounds like, oh, these are the sales from the dirty work we do.
The dirty work.
This is like the under the table income, the gross stuff, the dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about the gross sales. We don't talk about the gross profit because, you know, this is a family show.
The Black Pearl had gross sales.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Sales.
I didn't get it until just now.
I was thinking, wait, what was the Black Pearl selling? And I realized, oh, yeah, it's a ship.
Cadavers. Sales. Oh, wait.
So thank you, Heather, for bringing that up. Gross sales should be one of those things that when you hear someone talk about gross sales, imagine it's money dipped in mud or wiped on a frog's tongue or something like that. You know, something really gross with income. It's money that basically hasn't been laundered yet.
How about a small tub containing what was once a banana slug and salt?
Banana slug?
I'm having flashbacks to the grosser parts of my childhood.
Yeah, that could be it too. You know, snail juice? Yeah, definitely. A dollar bill dipped in snail juice. That's why it's really important to launder your money, people. Because if you don't, then your gross sales are really...
gross.
Yeah, they're going to be disinteresting.
All your sales and your purchases are going to be gross.
And all your sales are belong to us.
And your wallet's going to stink.
Yeah. It's over there by your bum, so what do you expect?
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Have you ever seen, though, someone like pull their wallet out and it almost seems like it's dripping from sweat?
I don't want to talk about those things.
Why would you mention that?
Besides, you're not supposed to keep your wallet in your back pocket. It's bad for you.
Yeah, true. Whenever I feel like in a risky place, I move my wallet to somewhere other than my back pocket because it's much easier to pickpocket when it's back there. Yeah, so I just move my wallet somewhere else. I'm not telling you where.
Awkward.
I move my purse to the front of my body.
I hid my purse, but I'm not telling you where.
I hide my purse in my shoe.
Yeah, really.
Dangle has a purse. He just said it.
She puts her purse inside a Mary Poppins bag and then folds up the Mary Poppins bag and puts that
in
her
a box.
Shoe.
Do you know what I wish?
In another box.
I wish women had kangaroo pouches.
Do you?
Yeah, I would put all the stuff in there. It'd be like my purse that I always had.
Oh my gosh.
That would be very
It would be
weird.
On my belly. Right here.
Well, I thought so. It'd be rather inconvenient on your back.
Yeah. Or I could have like pockets on my hips. That'd be cool.
I could just imagine hugging you and it's like, ow.
Not good enough,
I'm sorry,
Jenny.
That's my keys.
Did you have a sewing kit in your pouch?
What? This has just taken the most bizarre turn. Thank you, Jenny. Why do your pockets need to be built in? Why can they not be in your clothing?
Well,
you don't go too many places without that.
Without clothing?
Correct.
I don't go anywhere without clothing.
Even better.
Except for the shower. But you guys don't need to know that.
You might need some, like, I don't know, you might need your wallet. I can see how you'd want a pouch if you were in the shower.
Well, I mean, it's just so inconvenient to have, like, a purse.
In the shower.
And I have a big purse. I need all that stuff.
So then you'd have a big pouch.
I'd have a big pouch. Be my pooch pouch.
That's just disturbing on so many levels.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Oh, gosh.
But this does remind me of a great song by Julian Smith.
That's so
I think it's very appropriate for this conversation that we're having. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Okay, I'll stop snapping.
I promise I'll always wear my clothes. I only get naked in my shower behind closed doors, but I'll never get naked in yours.
As long as I'm a guest in your home.
Okay, so anyway, you know what? I'll put that in the show notes as a bonus. If you really want to see it.
He makes life so much weirder.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like there's a lunchbox in that shower.
Yeah, some kind of shower stuff. Well, listeners, we would love to hear funny stuff from you. Again, send your funny stuff, funny stories, funny things that you see, jokes, whatever. Send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side, or call in your feedback. Pick up your phone anytime. It does not go to my cell phone anymore, so you can call at any time of the night. 903. Actually, some of these people sound like they're recording these podcasts after they're supposed to be in bed. It's like, this one time I went to the store and my mom said I shouldn't get this thing.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's happened before.
Awkward.
Whisper, whisper.
But you can call in to 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail there, and that number works 24/7 and it does not go to anyone. It just goes to voicemail. So leave your message there. Funny stories, funny stuff that you see, jokes, whatever. And if it's funny, if we think it's funny in some way or another, then we'll use it on the podcast. And check out the show notes with these videos and pictures and stuff that we mentioned over at cleancomedypodcast.com/122.
I do not like that I have a song with the word naked in it stuck in my head. And if I go to work singing that song, because I do sing quite often at work, if I'm walking around,
just go like, I never get in your shower.
Or he might only remember the parts before the in your shower.
I never get naked. Oh my gosh.
And you know what? I never imagined we would ever say the word naked in this podcast. That's okay.
I did.
It's cleaner if you pronounce it with an E in it. Naked.
No, actually, no.
No? Oh.
No.
That's the way.
Not according to rednecks. It might actually be the opposite.
That's the way one of my pastors once pronounced it.
Oh.
I was like, what'd you say? What's a neck got to do with Adam and Eve's? What was that about Adam and Eve's neck?
That's why you should always button your top button, even on a polo shirt.
That's right, because it's modest.
Naked is no clothes. Naked is your neck is showing.
Naked. That's the southern way of saying naked. Naked.
Uh-oh. Naked. Why are we doing that?
I don't know. That is not going to be the title of this podcast.
Maybe we say it enough times, it will be. Naked, naked. Naked.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Oh, my word.
Just think about that Homestar Runner, that Strong Bad game.
What?
Peasant's Quest. Just think about that instead.
Oh, you know, cool.
Ned in it, which I never did find out. How did you figure out that? Anyway.
People are suggesting titles in the chat room, and it's not cool.
Speaking of the chat room, they are cool, usually. We do this show live on Wednesday evenings. Right now, we're on our summer schedule, which is at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT minus 4. But we will be switching back to our non-summer schedule very soon. So that'll be probably back to 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time over at noodle.mx/live. And we've got a bunch of really awesome people in the chat room. Doxson, Adrian, Mary, guest one, Nevrothrin, who hasn't been in there for a while. Some Pyro, August W. Booth. and several anonymouses in there, and I've seen some other people come and go while we've been recording. So thank you, everyone, for joining us live, and we hope you'll join us live on Wednesday nights. I'll just start announcing the new schedule for now. 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, because we might be skipping an episode soon, but 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or maybe it's 7. Show up early, and we'll find out.
Or just watch Twitter.
Yeah. Noodle.mx/live. And speaking of Twitter, you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin, and you can follow me on twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
Every time you do that, I always feel like cutting in and spelling it for you.
Oh, you could. You should.
Phlegon.
The way Daniel emphasized D, I had a weird tone because the whole time I wanted to do something funny. It never came, so I just used a goofy tone the whole time. And now you know my secret.
Maybe you should change it to the Phlegon.
Maybe I should.
And I'm Jenny, and you follow me at twitter.com/jennysnoop.
The Jenny.
So again, get the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/122. And remember that next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like How to Podcast, Once Upon a Time, and there's a new podcast coming to the network. I just can't tell you what it is yet, but I'll have the announcement next week.
What did you wish for me through that rock?
I wished for a new podcast to join the network, and I got it. I'm so happy. Wow. So check that out and all the other podcasts that we do over at Noodle.
Daniel just turned into the doughboy. It feels very doughboy.
Wow. Noodle.mx. No slash or anything. Just check out our podcasts and more stuff over there at noodle.mx.
Is it my musical podcast?
It could be.
Oh gosh.
If you had any talent, we could do that.
Oh my gosh.